Ons het gisteraand in RSG Geldsaake gekyk na die uiters kommerwekkende storie oor die konstruksiemafia wat besig is om op 'n baie aggressiewe en soms kriminele manier konstruksieprojekte in verskeie dele van die land te ontwrig. En die aantuiging is dat hierdie sogenaamde konstruksiemafia onder die dekmantel van sakeforums sekere ondernemings nader wat met projekte besig is en dan aandring op kontrakte en betaling van tot 30% van die waarde van die kontrak. En as die ondernemings nie gehoor wil gee nie, word hulle geïntimideer of selfs aangeval en word dus in wese afgepers om die geld te betaal. Op die lyn nou is Webster Mfebe, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Suid-Afrikaanse Forum vir Kontrakteurs in die Siviele Ingenieurswese bedryf. Hy was ook voorheen 'n lid van die parlement en hy was ook in die provinsiale kabinet van die Vrystaatse regering 'n hele paar jaar gelede. Webster, welcome to the show. The so-called construction mafia continues to disrupt many projects and there are reports that the intimidation has spread to many other economic sectors. In your view, how severe is the current situation?
Well, the current situation has subsided due to the intervention that we have made as suspects to speak directly to the leadership, the umbrella body of the business forums, which is called Forum for Radical Economic Transformation. I met with them twice last year and earlier about March this year to encourage them to conduct themselves in a manner that is acceptable in stating their case of being included in the construction contract. And I must say that ever since the incidents have gone down, at some point before that, they raised the construction sites that were disrupted were valued at between 27.5 billion to 63 billion, depending on the intensity of the intervals of interruption. Now they have gone down drastically to an extent that there are just few reported cases. And in fact, I was speaking yesterday to the president of FRET to find out if the latest reported cases, the one in KZN by a company which is called Light Fiber Infrastructure, which operates in the Eastern Cape and KZN, whether their members were not involved. They denied involvement. And in fact, they have since conducted themselves in a proper manner. But what is very disturbing is the fact that no one has been charged so far. In March in Saldanha Bay, the WBHO contract with an international investor, the property there was damaged to the tune of 35 million direct expenses and 40 million indirect, which comes up to 75 million. And in June this year, in the SADARA entry contract of Robex in Howick, damages worth 6 million were inflicted on the company by disruptors. In all those cases, I had conducted threats and they distanced themselves. What appears to happen is that now that FRET has organized themselves, there is an identifiable group with an office, with a leadership. There are rival business forums that have taken over, and specially driven by taxi associations that are continuing to disrupt. So far, we have about two reported known cases. But what is disturbing with the Saldanha Bay, if I may come back, they positively identified 39 suspects and affidavits were given. Up to now, no one has been charged. I have a secured appointment with the National Commissioner of Police on the 8th at 1:30 on Tuesday, the 8th of October. And on the same day, in the morning at 11, I have a meeting with the NPA head advocate, Shamila Batoy, to raise this issue sharply so that the law enforcement agencies can sharpen their responses towards the real people are mafia. We need to separate between authentic people who want to be involved and the extortionate behavior which is mafia style, which needs to be stamped out by authorities.
Yeah. This is a very interesting and a very important debate to have. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you, Webster. That was Webster Mfebe. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Suid-Afrikaanse Forum vir Kontrakteurs in die Siviele Ingenieurswese bedryf. Narina, net voor ons groet, ons gaan môre hoor wat of rentekoerse in Suid-Afrika gaan daal. Natuurlik het ons onlangs weer die vorige geleentheid gesien dat rentekoerse gedaal het. Dink jy ons het vooruitsigte dat rentekoerse môre kan daal?
Ek dink nie so nie, Ryk. Ek dink daar is 'n paar addisionele risikofaktore wat ons nie onlangs gehad het nie, en ek dink veral ook wat duidelik in die Midde-Ooste gebeur het rondom die olieprys, wat in Amerika gebeur. Hulle het natuurlik ook self môre gaan ons hoor in terme van hulle rentekoersveranderinge. Daar is die verwagting wel dat die rentekoerse verlaag sal word. Dalk nie soveel soos wat president Trump graag wil hê nie. Ek dink hy wil baie diep snye hê, maar ek dink daar gaan hulle ook net 25 basispunte doen. Maar ek dink nie ons gaan môre rentekoersverlaging in Suid-Afrika kry nie. Ons weet lae rentekoerse doen niks vir groei nie, so dit gaan nie ons groeiprobleem uitsorteer nie, maar dit kan wel vir ons risiko's beteken wat inflasie aanbetref. So my verwagting is geen verandering.
Jong, daar is so baie strooi halms op verbruikers se rug. As jy dan so paar kan afhaal, gaan dit baie help.
Verseker. Nee, kyk ek sal baie graag uit 'n persoonlike oogpunt sal ek baie graag die verlaging wil sien. Verwag ek dat die dat hulle môre by die Reservebank dit gaan doen? Nee, ek verwag nie dit.
Ja, ek dink dis 'n baie groot debat. Ek dink inflasie is heeltemal onder beheer en die wisselkoers word bepaal of vasgestel deur dinge wat glad nie in Suid-Afrika gebeur nie. Ons het hierdie week gesien hoe hommeltuie in die Midde-Ooste ons wisselkoers kan klap. En ek dink miskien moet daar oorweging geskenk word aan 'n koersverlaging. Ek dink dit is baie belangrik en dit kan net 'n positiewe verskil maak.
Ek dink die Reservebank het baie meer nodig as net rentekoersbesluite as in sy arsenaal om ons groei en ons werkloosheid veral baie meer daadwerklik te kan aanspreek.